Mayor Wasnik joining us once again here on The Morning Blend, talking about his new book, 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? This week, rule number 4, be dangerous and make a stand. And I know several weeks ago we had kind of talked about that, how, you know, soft men make for tough times. And you were talking about being dangerous and not being a nice guy. And I think maybe people were a little taken aback by that, but I love the way you backed it up. And so let's unpack rule number 4.
Yeah, I hate it when someone introduces me, this is Bear Wasnik, he's a real nice guy. You know, it's not true. I'm a determined guy. I want to seek the true good in every situation, but sometimes I get a little bit impatient with myself or others or something, you know. But what I want, if someone were to say to me, this is Bear Wasnik, he's a good man, that would really mean something to me. But we have too many, what do they call them, beta males out there now.
Mm-hmm.
They're very soft. You know, they're just not willing to stand up and be counted. You know, they don't want to rock the boat. And for the young men out there, I was just going to challenge you. The women out there aren't looking for you if you're a nice guy. You want to be a good man. You want everything in this book, be a man of your word, be a man of the word, have a purpose in your life, have a direction in your life. This is what a woman wants, someone with steel in their soul and not someone who's, like my mom used to say, the most difficult person who frustrated her the most was the wet noodle. And she described it as you want to push them like the noodle's lying on your table and it just curls up. There's no resistance. And so men need to be dangerous in several different levels. One is, let's start out at just the most basic level. Every man needs to be able to fight. To some degree or another, you need to have already thought what you're going to do if it comes to blows. How are you actually going to physically fight? Every man's got to make that decision for himself. And how far will you go in a physical fight? Mm-hmm. It's a reality more and more that there's more lawlessness around us. And my head's on a swivel when I go for a walk with Cindy. So what is your plan? First of all, as a second degree ninja black belt, my number one plan is not to be there. You know, a woman once asked me in a self-defense class, what do I do if I'm at an ATM store at night and there's someone coming up behind me? Well, what are you doing at the ATM at night?
Right. You know? Don't put yourself in that position.
Don't walk close to bushes, you know. Men always should seek to take the alpha seat in a restaurant so you can see what's going on, or have someone watch your back. So be dangerous. Don't look like a victim. If you don't look like a victim, they're probably not going to pick on you. But then there's the morally dangerous man who says, you can't push me off my moral compass. I'm willing to make a stand, and I'm willing. You know, so many men that I've known in the last several years, they would be asked, well, will you be on the Pride Month committee this year? And them saying no didn't get them fired, but it meant they wouldn't be getting promotions anymore.
Mm.
So there's a certain martyrdom there, but they made a stand. I can't in good conscience do that. So be dangerous morally, that people know that you're not going to be moved. And then there's, I think the most critical for a man is spiritual warfare. Does the devil even know who you are? You know, like there's that statement I make about a friend of mine, Jason Jones. When he gets up in the morning, the devil says, oh, no, he's up, you know.
Yeah.
Do you even matter in the spiritual kingdom, in the spiritual realm? Do you go to battle in prayer? Do you fast? Do you pray the rosary? Do you lay hands on your children and pray for them? Do you have holy water in your house? Do you have a crucifix over your door? You know, because the battle is really gnarly in the spiritual places. It's gnarly. And we just walk through, we walk through our life. We're like a little baby in the Gaza Strip who doesn't know there's a war going on. And there is a war going on, and men need to know how to do spiritual battle. They need to be, and also that is praying with your wife, praying with other men. But if you're not wielding the sword of the Spirit and the Word of God, if you're not in the fight, you know, there was this guy, and I'm so disappointed in myself because I always underline everything in the books I read. And there's a book that Warren Carroll, you know, the 7-volume set on the history of Christendom. And I was reading during the time when the Moors, the Muslims, were taking over Spain. And this one general was the last man standing in Spain. He was up in probably near the Pyrenees, or maybe a little bit more to the western side of Spain, up in the mountains. And this man was known to have no scars on his back. but he had plenty of scars on the front. Isn't that so cool?
He didn't run away.
He fought the fight. You know, he didn't run away in battle. You know, the Bible says the gates of hell will not prevail against us. Well, gates don't attack people. We're supposed to attack them. And that doesn't mean to be brutal and rude to people in our lives, although there's a time to stand up and be counted. But it certainly means to be on the spiritual attack, to pray. And I might have shared this with you, but when we were filming Long Ride Home, people would go, well, haven't you ever experienced coming under spiritual attack? And I always say, no, never, because we're on the attack. We might experience resistance, but we're not under anything. You know, like the guy said, you know, Peter's kind of floating down there in the water, underwater. And Jesus says, hey, Peter, how's it going down there? And he goes, oh, pretty good under the circumstances. And Jesus says, what are you doing under there? And he pulls them up. So men need to be dangerous in the spiritual. And the women will come under the shadow of their wings. The women will come under children will come under their umbrella of protection when they see that the man of the house is praying.
We had Jesse Romero at our very first men's conference here in Boise about 10 years ago. And I'll never forget one of the things he said, there's wolves and there's sheep. And men, you need to be the sheepdog. You need to protect your sheep from the wolves. You'd mentioned sword, and Jesus said, of course, you know, do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. And I think that just sets us up for that spiritual warfare. As soon as you start doing God's work, you need to expect some pushback from the evil one.
You better prepare in battle. You better be up in the morning early. You better spend time praying and preparing the battlefield, you know, and keep your sword sharp. And also, you want to go into battle by yourself, you're probably going to die young. You know, be with your brothers. Remember when the men of Nehemiah days were rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, there would be one man. It said it would not in all the Bibles. It's in the Catholic Bible. It'll say this man and his family rebuilt the wall from here to here. This man and his family built the wall from here to here. So it was the men, not just of his family, but his brothers and sisters, you know, that kind of clan. And then so the domestic church. But then they came under attack. And so while one man built, another man stood there with a shield and a sword drawn, and spear. And then the men who were carrying the mortar or whatever, they would have they'd have sword out while they're carrying the rocks or whatever they're bringing up the hills. So while you're on the job, keep your sword ready at all times.
As we wind down this chapter about this rule, you know, we think about the state of our world and that our prisons are full. And we think, well, that's because we don't have fathers in the family anymore, which is exactly what Satan wants to do, is attack the family and destroy and get the father out of there, because then everybody's vulnerable.
That's so powerful. So men need to be men again. Men need to be fathers again. You take down the strong man, you take down as Jesus said, you can raid the whole house. So we need our men and even in some broken relationships where the father isn't in the home anymore, or something, make every opportunity you can to be there and be with your children, especially as the young boys grow into their manhood. And the young girls need to see what a real man is too. And that's why fathers, get this book, 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone, and read through this whole book with your kids. Maybe your sons, just your sons if they're like 10 or 11 years old. But it could take you a whole year to read through it. It's okay. The goal isn't to get to read through it. It's to give some fodder to the conversation, so a real gritty conversation takes place with your sons.
Excellent. Rule number 4, be dangerous, make a stand. 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? It's the latest book from Bear Wozniak. Well, we will be back with the next rule next week. So we appreciate your time this morning, Bear. And God bless for all that you do for men and for families.
Say aloha to everyone back there for us, all the cowboys.